Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I will say, rejoice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Gaudete in Domino Semper. Those are the Latin words that give the third Sunday of Advent its traditional name, Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete meaning rejoice. That Latin phrase giving the name of the Sunday is, of course, the text of our second reading this morning. Rejoice in the Lord alway. And again, I will say, rejoice. An obvious question, though, leaps to mind when we look around us in our wider world today, at home and abroad, and we might ask, well, what is there to rejoice about? We see war, terrorism, grinding poverty, refugees, food banks, financial squeeze. To coin a phrase, we don't do joy. So what do we do? Well, if we don't do joy in our circumstances, perhaps we do the opposite. And in the dictionary, the antonym of rejoice is lament. Do we do lament? The thing about rejoicing and lamenting in Scripture is that both are set in relation to God, and both have their times and places, their appropriate moments. We have in our Scriptures a book called Lamentations, and in the midst of the bitter lament and mourning of the deserted city of Jerusalem, we see a growing conviction that God's steadfast love endures forever. So yes, lament means, in the book of Lamentations, that tears stream down like a torrent day and night. But also, in the book of Lamentations, that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Glimpses of hope and faithfulness mean that lament becomes less a barren experience and one that is filled with grace and God's presence. We don't do lament well in our world and in society. What we tend to do is desolation. Desolation evacuated of hope, promise, and God's presence. And many people feel that desolation. For people of faith, the deepest lament, even from the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me, still calls on God's enduring presence. And it seems to me that getting our lamenting right helps us also get our rejoicing right. We might say that lament is falling back into the arms of God. And to rejoice is to see the open arms of God into which we can fall. There is a fine line between lamenting and rejoicing. So often, following a funeral, we know we move between crying and laughing. The people of South Africa this morning are moving between lament and rejoicing as they mourn Nelson Mandela. For they know, as we know, that all flows from the life of God and all returns to God. The poor lamenting of many today is then matched by the inability to rejoice properly. Instead, we seem to desire fun-filled froth. As Pope Francis has put it in his most recent apostolic exhortation Evangelii Gaudium, the joy of the gospel, which, interestingly, he addresses to all Christian people. He says, the great danger in today's world, pervaded as it is by consumerism, is the desolation and anguish born of a complacent yet covetous heart, the feverish pursuit of frivolous pleasures and a blunted conscience. If that diagnosis is right, then the consequences are, as he continues, that many fall prey to it and end up resentful, angry, and listless. So there is no dignity in that life, because there is no joy in that life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and I will again, I will say rejoice, says St. Paul. Well, the rejoicing of today and of Advent isn't the banal, vacuous froth of poor little Christians naively grinning. The rejoicing of Advent is, as St. Paul puts it, the conviction that the Lord is at hand, or the Lord is near. The rejoicing of Advent, which really should be the rejoicing of daily life of every Christian, is new every morning. The Book of Lamentations begins with a vision of the desolate, empty city. Zephaniah, in our first reading, heralds the repopulation of the city through God's faithful presence, rejoicing because the arms of the Lord are open. And Zephaniah proclaims, "Sing aloud, O daughter Zion, shout, O Israel, rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem." This is the rejoicing of those bridesmaids prepared and alert for the coming bridegroom, the ones who have their lamps trimmed and prepared. Whether lamenting or rejoicing, we are in the arms of God. Hence, Paul can say, without the froth or banality of the fun-based culture, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let us pray. Lord, in our weeping and desolate world, give us the gift of true lament, grounded and rooted in you. Give us the gift of true rejoicing, grounded and rooted in you. May we be ever watchful and expectant, that we may see the signs of your coming and rejoice in it with true and grateful hearts. Amen.
Amen.
And we pray for the people of South Africa today, in their lamenting and in their rejoicing. And at this Ember time, we pray for all those pondering their vocation, that they may respond in joy. And we pray also for David Cheetham to be ordained in the Diocese of Birmingham today. So as we give thanks for our fellowship with one another and the whole Church in the Gospel, we say together the grace.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore.
Amen.
Hymn 563.
Scatter the darkness from before your path, and make you ready to meet him when he comes in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.